WNJE turning up his volume on his radio.
WNJE, W4DJW, well, did that help? Perhaps not. W4DJW, clear and listening.
You out there?
You did, or at least I thought you would. You said you turned up the volume, right?
And I'm still turning up the volume. Boy, learning the curve on this radio is something. I'm up to like 9 or 10 on the volume control, and my other radio would be blasting you out. So let me try this again.
Have you got it mapped to the car's internal speakers?
W1J.
You using the radio in the, using the speaker in the radio, or are you using the car speakers?
On the radio itself, you can turn this one way down low where you just barely hear it in the background. But now you're completely audible.
What kind of radio is it?
Cheap Chinese radio. It's an Anytone 877. No, it's a 778UV. Real nice radio. I picked it because of the screen. I thought the screen on it was...
Is that handheld or mobile?
2 meter mobile.
Well, how do you like it so far?
Well, this is the longest QSO I've had on it because it's in my truck. I got the day off from work today. I'm kind of working a rotating shift. So, but everything I've, so far, I really enjoy about it. It does the dual receive. It's just, I like the screen layout. As small as it is, I can read it without my glasses from my, while driving. It's really nice. Other than that, how does it sound?
Sounds really good. Full scale, full quieting. I can't tell it any different than if you were standing in the room.
Say it receives the same way. You're coming through really crystal clear.
So it's a new radio then?
Total power up time has been less than an hour on it. Total talk time, this is the longest aside from a few hellos.
What were you using before? What did you have in the truck before now?
It's, I think it's a, it was a Waxon Oxing 920A. I had that probably 6 years. One side of it, it'll still receive and transmit on both sides, but you can't see one side. So right now I have it just set to the 610 repeater. And then on the blank side, I have it set to a radio station. So if I want to listen to radio, I just flip it over there, push a few buttons, and it's a preloaded station, and I listen to radio.
A wideband FM radio station?
Yes, wideband FM.
And it sounds good on that?
Really having issues with on this radio, if I was to have any kind of issue, it only puts out 25 watts.
Well, how much are you outputting now? Are you on high?
I'm going to check the antenna. I got one of those Nano VNAs from Amazon. What a trippy little toy that is. I found out my handheld that I just bought, they sent the wrong antenna. It's for 220, and it should be the dual bender 2 meter 70 centimeter.
You know, I checked the antennas on, like, Robert. I don't know if you remember, if you knew, but Robert Martin, that used to be the club secretary, passed away, and I was helping his widow. Gary and I were helping his widow sell his stuff, and he had a bunch of handhelds. And I tested the antennas on those handhelds, and I only found one handheld that had an antenna that was, like, down below a 3.1 to 1. All the rest of them were, like, 12 to 1 or 6 to 1 or 9 to 1. So this handheld antennas aren't much.
Ironically, I got another cheap Chinese one, too. I got the Bofeng S9 Plus. It says it puts out 8 watts. I highly doubt it. I believe I bought myself a watt meter for Christmas, so I'm waiting for it to come in. But, antenna, it's like the best VSWR. SWR is at 125, 224, and 540. And it's for my 2 meter 440 radio.
Sounds like they got the wrong one for you. That's on the handheld, right?
When they first came out with this handheld, it was a tri-bander. And they sold it to you with two antennas. One for 2 meters, 70 centimeters, and if you wanted to talk on 220, you had to swap antennas. So when I got mine, I just, with this VNA, let me check the antenna. Sure enough, it's a 220 antenna. It blows me away. They sent the wrong one. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and purchase. They've got one out there. Golly, I think ICOM is the one that has it. It's got a real good VSWR, and it's set up for, well, a lot of them are, but for the 2 meter, 70 centimeter.
I've got some Yaesus that would do 6 meters, and they sent two antennas. Well, actually, the top end of the antenna unscrews about the last inch, and when you put a 6 meter coil on top of it, that's about 4 inches. So that was their solution. I come across those 6 meter coils every now and then. Never really tried it, or never used it much on 6 meters. But the little stubby one that was about an inch long would do 70 centimeters and 2 meters, and then you take it off and put the big one on and do 6 meters.
Length has a lot to do with it. Anyway, yeah, I want to check my truck one, too. Actually, I'm kind of afraid to. The one that I had on my motorcycle, I'm using that for my mobile upstairs without a ground plane on it. Oh, man, VSWR and that sucker. I should take a picture of it and post it. That is the most ridiculous thing. It looks like a saw blade. It drops down so far, and then it just saw blades all the way across the band. It's really bad. But anyway, I'm home and in the driveway, and I need another cup of coffee. So I'm going to go ahead and get out of here, and I'll be clear on your final, unless you say something, and I have to be witty back.
All right, Scott. Good to hear you back on the air. Radio sounds good. W1JEW4DJW clear.
3JCA Water Creek, the last station that bought the Eddie Toad Bowl.
That was Scott Richard. I believe he shut his radio off and went in the house to get another cup of coffee.
I liked it. I missed part of it. Because that's what I'm running at the house here is Eddie Toad 570. It's the dual band analog digital DMR radio.
Well, you should hear him on here again. His call's hard to miss, W1JE. So he's getting back into it. He's been out for like 8 years and just getting back into it.
It's funny. I heard him mention something about that Nano VNA vector analyzer there, and I'd heard somebody else tell me about it, and I couldn't remember the name until he just now said it. So they're not expensive at all.
Yeah, it's $100 for something that the same functionality. Before that Nano VNA existed, the same functionality costs you upwards of about $600 to $1,000. And that's for a cheap one. And the really expensive ones are in the tens of thousands.
4DJW, W1JE.
259. Analyst, you're looking at that rig expert, but I'm thinking about looking at one of these now.
That'd be good. Scott's back in there. Richard had a question for you, Scott. Richard's call is KA3JCA. Go ahead, Richard.
What model did you say your Eddie Toad mobile is? I'm running the Eddie Toad 578 UV3 Plus. It has analog, digital, 2 meter, 440 and 220 mobile unit.
To that, I got the 778, just a 2 meter 440, 25 watts, but I really like the display on that. You got the granddad.
I wanted something. I'm real heavy into DMR, and I wanted something that I could monitor DMR and get back on the 2 meter FM analog side also at the same time. So I keep one VFO on 610 and one VFO on DMR.
But actually, the next radio I'm seriously considering to buy is a software-defined radio. Now, I'm looking at these, and I'm going, Dave, this is where your expertise is going to come in, because from what I remember, they weren't the size of a lighter the last time I remember.
You must be looking at a dongle, like a RTL dongle.
It's an RTL dongle. Is that any good? I mean, I'm just looking at it. I'm not really sure if I want to do it or not.
Well, for $20, right? I mean, you can get them for $20 to $40. And for that, you're nothing risk. There's no risk there. But they're receive only. They don't transmit. And you have to have software on a computer to run them. So you just plug the USB into the computer and stand your antenna up. And then you tune around. Now, they're not real discriminating. For example, if you tune it into this repeater and somebody keys up on the 146.64 repeater, you'll hear them too. You just won't hear them clearly. So they're not actually, the quality of the radio lies in the software that you're using, not the dongle. There are software packages that can discriminate between 146.61 and 146.64, and there are others that cannot. So the answer is it depends on which software package you download. SDR Sharp is a good one, but there's a ton of them. Angel SDR is really good, but it takes a nice computer, you know, a lot of CPU to run it. So, yeah, it's worth buying and playing around with it.
You're gonna find me that $20 one. That would be worth it, even $40. But you lost me. It can't transmit on it, which, you know, they're for obvious reasons, as I look at it now. But yeah, that sounds like something fun to tinker with on a computer, and give it a shot, see what happens. But yeah, right now I don't have a whole lot of time working 12 hours a day, 5 days a week, and then I work 5 threes now. They let me get away with that. So yeah, my evening stuff doesn't happen very often, and anything that I can't get done during the evening, during the work, I got to pack it into 3 days. So. But anyway, that's where I'm at right now. Now I'm going to enjoy the rest of my day off. I have some ammunition to reload. Got to get ready for the February gun show. So I'm going to go ahead and step out of here. I think it was Richard and Dave. Go ahead, Richard. If that's the name, I'll be clear on your final.
To you there. We'll have to get together and talk some more, too, because I would love to get into loading ammunition for my handgun. So I used to actively shoot, but it's been a while since I've gone out and done that again. But I've always wanted to learn how to reload my own ammunition. All right, 7-3, and talk to you later. KA3JCA.
Catch you later, Scott. Have a good day. Good to hear you back on the air again. Hope to hear you a lot more. W4DJW. So what's on the plan for you today, Richard?
Dave, how about yourself? You enjoy this rainy weather? Actually had to leave a few minutes early because it was raining so bad. I got water standing in my driveway where over the last 4 years the driveway has sunken. So I'm going to have to get a hold of somebody to like put some of that foam or whatever up underneath of it to raise it back up a little bit. So, but other than that, we're doing pretty good. Took a direct lightning strike, but it was so close to the house in my bedroom wall this morning that my hair on my arm stood straight up. K-A-3-J-C-A.
Well, I've had enough of the rain. I'm ready for the rain to move on out and the clear weather to get in here to go do some flying. It's been a while since we went flying. It's either the rain or the wind. One is always in the way, but the rain is like a killer. You can't do it. You can't fly it. I had buddies that flew in the rain one or two times, and I think they got away with it a few times, but that won't continue to happen. Anyway, what kind of radio, what kind of anytone did you say yours? I was looking at those on Amazon just now.
I have both of the, I guess you call it the granddaddy or top of the line, anytones right now. I have the Anytone 878 UV2+, which is the handheld version, and it's currently 2 meters at 440. You can unlock it to make it 220, but I don't. You lose like a watt of power off the VHF side, and it's not worth it. Whereas the Anytone 578 UV3+, it's a dual VFO mobile unit that has AM, FM, receive, aircraft band receive, APRS, transmit, receive with GPS, and it's analog and digital. That's the mobile is at 578 UV3+.
That's a lot. I was just looking at them to see what's out there, just to try to stay abreast of what's going on out there. But that is a lot of functionality. More than I need right now. I've got plenty of radios. I've got radios that lay around never do anything, so I can't justify buying another radio. But it is good to know what's going on with them, the latest, and, you know, Chinese or not.
I know when I first got into radios, I was buying, of course, we're talking back in the early 80s, that a lot of my radios initially were just single VF or single band radios, VHF. Then I started buying dual bands when they first come out. Like, I think my first dual band was a Kenwood TW4000 radio. Then it slowly went up, and I've tried to get multi-band receivers and so forth like that. Like, I have an ICOM 706 Mark IIG, which I really love for mobile. And then I have the Yaesu FT847. I actually had two of those, but somewhere between two moves in Florida to here, one of them actually disappeared completely, so I have no idea what happened to it. But that one is a all-mode HF, 2-meter, UHF, 6 meters, HF all-mode radio, and it does satellite tracking.
That sounds like TS-2000. I got a couple of those, and one of them's got all the satellite stuff into it, and the 1.3 gigahertz module plugged in, so it'll even do 1.3 gigahertz on satellites with UHF and VHF upload and download. Anyway, I've got a few minutes, and I've got to get on the elliptical. I got to get started before 7:30 so that I can get off of it by 8 o'clock to make sure I can get Amy on her way to work.
Well, you have fun riding that bike. At least it's indoor and not outside in the rain, so. All right. And I'll get with you later on today. I did talk to Sally briefly, and I may come out for a couple of hours on that weekend of the 29th to participate. It just depends on the weather and whether or not how wet it is and if my chair can go through the grounds that are out there. So, but okay, we'll talk to you later. 73KA3JCA.
All right, Richard, we'll look forward to seeing you out there. More the merrier. Hope we have a good turnout. I hope the weather's decent. Yeah, if it's raining, I don't know that they'll continue to do that because everything turns into mud when it rains, and it would be no fun for anyone. Anyway, catch you later. Have a good day. KA3JCA, W4DJW Clear.
You got to go. Just wanted to say hello. N4ZLK.
Good morning, Shane, and good luck with your daughter's surgery. I hope everything goes well for you. Sleep well if you can, and don't forget to let people know how she did at the end of the day.
And I haven't talked to you in a while, so it's good to hear you. Hope you have a good day. And then I'm going to talk to Richard if he's still around.
I'm still here, KA3JCA.
What was that little nano device you were talking about? I know it does SWR readings, I believe, and others, or an analyzer. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's an nano November Alpha, November Oscar, Victor November Alpha. It's a vector network analyzer. It's like $59 on Amazon, and it's a little small box, and from what I gather, it uses this device plus a laptop to do it. I'm still trying to read more on it.
Have a connection for the antenna cable attached to it. Is that how it works? And then you use the computer as well?
I'm sure. I'm looking at it. It looks like the antenna connections are the SMA, the smaller connections. And it's got a couple of USB cables that connect with it also. So, and it's got, looks like some, I don't know if they're the RF grounding shunts or if they're just caps to protect the analyzer. But, yeah, I'm still, I just brought it back up again, and I was trying to read through it and see what it does. But, yeah, it's a PC control via the nano server, and you hook it all up between the laptop and the analyzer, and you could test all your other stuff out on it.
It out, but it probably is going to be a Windows laptop. I don't have one of those. I got a Mac. Maybe they have it for both. I might look into that if they do. I've got a analyzer, but it doesn't do 440. It goes up to 220, which I don't have any of those. But it does HF all the way up to 220.
This VNA one does VHF, shortwave, UHF, medium frequency, SSB, HF, and it also checks balance Okay, those little things that I was telling you about that were look like a little cap to protect the SMA, actually they're like, one end of the cap is like an open, another one is they have another adapter that's a short, and then they have another one that puts a load on the device.
So look at that. And I hesitate to tell you this because you might jump on it and start encouraging me to get a DMR radio, but I was talking to a guy on the Gainesville repeater last night, and he was telling me they've got a DMR repeater up on the same location as their that 14667 repeater. I just thought you'd like to know that.
Hold on one second.
That LK Mobile.
ZLK KA4 JCA. Good morning, Shane.
Molly, how are you today?
How are you?
I got about 10 minutes to go, and I'll be home. And I'm gonna try to go to bed. But yeah, I'm doing well otherwise. I hope you had a good holiday, a Merry Christmas, and a good New Year. I trust.
It was good. I got to. It's always good when I get to spend. People give me gift cards, and I get to, you know, look at and spend the money that's not mine. So that's always good. But I wanted to tell you, I'm going to keep your daughter in my prayers today. So just thinking about her.
Her name is Gabrielle. Well, that's what we call her because that's her given name. But she and all her friends now call her Gabby. You know how those kids do. They shorten their names. But I still call her Gabrielle. So, but I do appreciate that.
Call her Gabrielle. That's what Dad does. But I'd like to call her Gabby because I like Gabby.
Beth to me, but her given name is Beth Ann, all one word, B-E-T-H-A-N-N-E, and all her family calls her Beth Ann, but I don't know her as Beth Ann. I know her as Beth because that's how she introduced herself to me all those many years ago.
I'm Dad, K-A-3-J-C-A, because I would have thought it was Elizabeth that just shortened for Beth, but... Yeah, I understand that. That's just like my daughter that lives up in Connecticut. Her name is Anne Marie, and she spells it A-N with just one N, M-A-R-I-E. And then her middle name is Christina, but it's not C-H, it's K-R-Y-S-T-Y-N-A.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah, Beth has three sisters. The first one died, the oldest one died 7 days old, and her name was Elizabeth Ann, and then her oldest sister that's living is Mary Beth. Is that how Mary Beth? Mary Beth, or Elizabeth, man, I can't even think. I know it's Mary Beth, but I think there's a middle name in there, and I can't remember what it is, or maybe it's Mary Elizabeth. That's what it is, Mary Elizabeth. We call her Mary Beth. That's right. And then her youngest sister, who is still 10 years older than her, is Roberta Ann. And then she's Beth Ann. So her parents kind of had a liking for the name Elizabeth and Ann and all that.
And two things there. My wife just reminded me of, I have cousins on my mom's side of the family live over toward Rock Hill area. One of them actually lives out in the Midwest, but my cousin Ricky, he was the oldest boy on my mother's brother's side, and then when they had the second child, she was called, they called her Vicky, and then the third one was Nikki, but when the fourth girl came along, it went to Judy. So it's like, they got rid of the icky parts.
Yeah.
I can just imagine her standing on the back porch calling all the kids, calling them in to lunch or something and yelling out their names. That's funny.
Imagine that, ringing the little food bell there, going, Ricky, Nikki, Nikki, Judy. Yeah, I also had a friend in Kiwanis down in Florida. He had I think it was his wife's sister's. They're named after the months, April, May, and June. And I would just, they were wondering what was going to happen if the fourth child ever came along.
Well, I'm sure Judy kind of felt left out, like maybe something was wrong, why she wasn't called something similar. And, of course, you know, then there's my oldest son and his wife. They named their two girls Juliet Winter, and we call her Winter, the first one. And the second one who was just born is Eleanor Valley, so Winter and Valley, which aren't really names to me, but they've grown on me. And I'm happy with them, so you know how it is.
Hey, Lewis, I'm not a grandparent yet. I wish I was sometimes, but I'm not. But I'll tell you, like, when I worked for the YMCA, I loved it when people would bring their kids. I would do swim lessons, youth sports, summer camp, all that stuff like that. And I could spoil the kids and give them all the popcorn and milk and sugar and stuff like that while they were at the YMCA, and then send them home to mom and dad at 5 o'clock. KA3JCA with KA4JCA.
Beth won't let me spoil them with sugar. Now, she spoils them for sure. She was just talking about, we need to get a trampoline at the house, or we need to get this. And I'm like, Beth, we don't need all that. We already have enough toys here that we don't need anyway. They've got their own things at their house, but she'll spoil them that way, but she won't spoil them with sugar. She tries to stay away from that. She won't even let me have it.
I wish I knew back 30 years ago what I know now about diabetes, but I will say, thank God, that they've got a different type of insulin right now, which is actually 5 times the concentrate that I used to be on. So, but even though I watch my sugars and my intake, high dose of insulin, because I'm very insulin resistant, so... But I have managed to get my sugars back down to the low 100s again. So I'm starting to feel better. I'm still having some other issues because it's like it unmasked stuff that was being covered by the diabetes. So if you know what I'm talking about, K3JCA.
I know a little bit. I'm sorry you have to deal with that kind of stuff. I know that's frustrating, and then I'm sure one medicine affects something else, and so they got to give you another medicine for those side effects, and it just seems like they compile on top of each other.
What, after doing a lot of research on one of the drugs for diabetes, I bet four of it, I finally got the doctor to take me off of that, and that actually, believe it or not, helped clear up some of the other medicine, other illnesses. But at the same time, it brought out other things that were going on to the surface, but they have since caught them and corrected them. So hopefully now that I've been back out of the hospital, and I plan on trying to stay out of the hospital, things are doing okay. But I tell you what, I take like 11 medications in the morning and 9 of them at night. So, God, that's ridiculous. And that doesn't count the shots. That just meds.
That's a lot. Well, if it's keeping you going and keeping you active, I guess it's a good thing. So, I mean, modern medicine has done a lot of good. I know that. I don't know if it's all good, but it has done a lot of good, and we've benefited from it. Hopefully going to benefit from some of it today, too. So, anyway, I am almost home. I'm going to pull in the driveway here. Really good to hear you and Miss Sally this morning. Hope you all have a good day, and I'll keep you updated later on Gabby or Gabrielle. but I need to go. I'll talk to you later. KA3JCA, KA4JCA, N4ZLK, 73
there, Shade. And like I said, get some rest at least just in case that you do go to the hospital there. And we'll talk with you later on this afternoon. And when we talk later, just remind me about the name Gabby. I'll have to tell you about that, Civil Air Patrol. So KA3JCA, clear.
KO4NUE. Good luck, Shane. Me and Anna will be saying a prayer for you today. 73.
Appreciate that. That means a lot. N4ZLK, 73.